And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of September, 2013. It's a historic day in the history of disease. It was on this day, 1928, that Alexander Fleming, the Scottish bacteriologist, discovered penicillin. And it was 10 years before that, in 1918, a parade to sell war bonds in Philadelphia resulted in a horrible epidemic of what was called the Spanish flu. Though it didn't come from Spain, in fact, the first case was reported at Fort Riley, Kansas, back in March of that year. It was carried to Europe by American soldiers fighting in the war, and there was a big outbreak of it in Spain. It was a terrifying strain of the flu because it attacked young, healthy people in the prime of life. Most of the fatalities were people between the ages of 15 and 40. They came to the hospital suffering high fever, developed pneumonia, the skin started to turn blue from lack of oxygen in the blood, fluid accumulated in the lungs, and many of them were dead within 3 days of first becoming ill. By the end of the summer of 1918, 10,000 people in this country had died from it. There was a big outbreak in Boston in September. And when news of that Boston outbreak reached Philadelphia, doctors called for quarantine. But there was this big parade scheduled for September 28th to sell war bonds. And so the Department of Public Health declined to impose a quarantine. There were 200,000 spectators at the parade. And a few days later, the city was inundated with cases of the flu. The city morgue was overloaded, hundreds of victims, more corpses than they could bury in Philadelphia. They brought in a steam shovel to dig mass graves. Nearly 12,000 Philadelphians died from the flu in 1918. Tens of millions of people died around the world, 600,000 in the United States, claimed more lives than all the battles of the First World War combined. It was in London, Alexander Fleming, the bacteriologist, 1928, noticed a blue-green mold growing on a petri dish in his basement laboratory. He'd been cultivating Staphylococcus bacteria in that dish, and this mold was killing the bacterium. It took a team of scientists, however, more than a decade of experimenting to make the strain of penicillin that would become the antibiotic that we know it today. And finally, by the time World War II came around, they had penicillin. Here's a poem for today by David Citino, entitled Hair. One by one, the children, large cartoon eyes shining, push away from the table, rise, and walk away from us into their rooms. Doors slam hard, loud music, the bass throbbing deep in our teeth, dark rooms of the heart. Oh, baby, years pass. Time enough for something grand, something terrible to happen. When they come out, our sons have wild, unearthly voices. Our daughter has budded, mastered the art of embarrassment. She won't look us in the eye. Oh, Daddy, she says, corners of her mouth turning down. Oh, Daddy. And everywhere there is hair, such hair. A poem entitled Hair by David Citino from The Invention of Secrecy, published by Ohio State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.